Big night tomorrow night big in night. Warba at the Northern Lights Community School. There is a murder mystery dinner theater event extravaganza created and performed by students. It's a fundraiser for a trip to Washington, D.C. in June. And joining us now from the Northern Lights Community School, Tasia, did I do it right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jaden, Taylor, and their teacher, Karen. Thanks for being in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So how does this work? It's called Murdar. I didn't say the title of it. You have the information there, John.
It's called Murder. Murdar. Pirates of the Salty Dog.
Wow. So you guys write this play?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we help with the writing and the editing for it.
So who came up with the idea of this name and stuff?
We buy a basic script.
Okay.
And then they have modified it till it's almost not the same script.
Ah.
So we start with one and then they change it.
Nice. Okay, so what's the story? It's pirates, obviously.
It's pirates that have decided they're tired of being pirates, so they open a restaurant. They turn their ship into a restaurant and then a bunch of issues in French.
A bunch of issues what? In French?
And France gets involved pretty
far. Oh, I see.
So if I'm going to this tomorrow night, does it feel like I'm at that restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. What's it look like?
Yeah, put us there.
Go ahead, Karen. Well, I mean, the plot line is they did take apart their ship to build a restaurant, so you'll definitely see, like, you know, parts of a pirate ship in there. I personally think it's gonna, you know, kind of immerse you into the setting.
Nice.
I'd like to go back to the whole process. I mean, how much leeway do you young students have? Do the teachers let you freewheel and work on this whole play together?
For the most part, yeah, but if we only do it because it's funny and it doesn't really make sense, then it doesn't work.
I see. Did that happen, Karen?
It does. Sometimes they get a little carried away with the comedy, and it takes them away from the story, and I have to kind of bring them back. But they do a phenomenal job on writing parts into it. The original script did not have Jaden's part, and we wrote lines in to create a part for her.
Jaden, what's your part?
I am Jade.
Okay. And by the way, I love your hat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. She has this cool, like, top hat, kind of.
She wears it every day.
Really? It's your signature.
Yes.
Abe nice. Lincoln-ish. So is it hard to remember lines, ladies? That's what always makes me panic is if I was ever in a play, I would forget the lines.
I personally don't really have much of an issue with memorizing lines. It's memorizing cues where I'm kind of shaky, but
What's a cue? Tell me a cue.
Just mostly like having to, because there are parts where like people will leave other doors and I have to keep track of that for when I enter. So that's my main issue, but I'm getting better at that, I think.
Oh, Taylor, you have really cool hair, by the way. And now I don't want to leave Tasia out of it because I loved you have a pencil in your hair too.
Yeah,
like you're thinking.
Whoa, I didn't
these are
see
just
that.
Really interesting. Look at
she's
turn around
a writer.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
So Tasia, what about you in lines? Easy to remember?
It's not hard to remember. Sometimes, yeah, with the cues and everything, I forget where the lines are, but
okay.
They're pretty easy to remember, the words.
How many are in the play?
There's 8 actors.
So costumes, makeup, everything like that?
Yep.
Is it, what are the costumes like?
Piratey themed.
Okay.
They're pretty. Eye
patches?
No eye patches, no.
Okay.
But a couple of them are kind of out there, so I think that's fun.
Anybody's yeah. having a wooden leg or anything?
No, nothing like that.
Really?
They do look exactly like pirates, though.
Oh, wow.
So what would a pirate meal be? What are you serving?
We are serving, what's it called? Pirates treasure?
Hidden treasures.
Uh-oh.
It's sort of like a pasty, but a little bit different.
Okay.
And then a salad. And a dessert.
What grade are you girls in, all of you?
I'm in 10th grade.
I'm in 7th grade.
I'm in 8th grade.
And do you love being out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
How many students are in the school entirely? Can you know?
About 105, I believe.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
Hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's tomorrow night. We were talking this morning with students from Northern Lights Community School in Warba. Tasia, Jaden, and Taylor, and their teacher Karen are here. What else should we know about this tomorrow night?
There will be a non-alcoholic cash bar.
Okay.
There will also be a quilt on display that we're selling raffle tickets for.
Great.
Come dressed as a pirate.
Oh.
And there could be a prize in there if you're dressed in costume.
Okay.
And it will be up to the audience to decide who did it and why they did it. Somebody will die during...
Oh, my gosh.
During the performance, and the audience then... This is like playing Clue while you have a three-course meal.
Okay. That's great.
Do any of you talk or have a... Can you talk? Do your script right now? Do you work together? I mean, who talks to who in the play? That's what I'm trying to say. Do you guys talk to each other?
Tasia and I have brief interactions.
All right, let's see about these interactions and see if you remember your lines.
Oh, my.
I'm putting the heat on you now. Set it up. Set it up for us.
Okay.
All right, so
do you want to say who your character is?
I play the sheriff, so I pretty much come in and be all like, this person died, this is what happened, yada, yada, yada.
And I play... an arrogant privateer from France, just trying to mess everything up. So there's that.
Okay, that's the setup. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So should we do like scene four? Or?
I suppose so, yeah.
All right. Right this way, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir, please step aside. My name is Jean Zibaudou, and I am an officer of the great nation of France. I demand that you let me go at once.
A Frenchy man, huh?
Frenchy?
Frenchy. Now step aside and listen to me. And then other people talk.
Wow.
You guys were lost there. You guys were into it.
Yeah. It's Murdar tomorrow night. So this is all a fundraiser for a trip to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Two of you get to go on this. Are you excited about the trip?
Yeah.
What will you do in Washington? Do you know?
We're going to be visiting various museums like the Smithsonian. We're going to be visiting the White House and the Capitol building. There's
monuments.
Definitely the monuments, war memorials, things like that. It's going to be a fun time.
Wow, you'll love it. And from what I understand, Jaden, you're not going.
No, I can't go.
You're not old enough.
Yeah.
What the heck? You got to be a certain age to go to Washington?
Not a certain age, a certain grade.
A certain grade.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Next year, right?
Yes.
Next year, yes.
We do it every 2 years.
Every 2 years, okay. So how can... Did people need reservations? Can people still go to this tomorrow night?
Yes, they can call or email me, either one, for reservations.
Okay.
They can also buy tickets at the door.
Okay, sounds great.
We'll get your number, and if people are interested, they can give us a call, 800-662-5799, and we'll get you going in the right direction. Arr. Can you guys say that in the play?
I don't.
No, I don't play a pirate, so no.
Jay does. I do, actually.
Okay, let's
you
hear
do?
It.
Let's hear something. Nothing? All right, it's a little short.
Arg! Come on.
All right. That's exciting. Very exciting. And, you know, and you're working to do something good and go to on a trip, so that makes them even more important.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying your way. It's a combined effort, and I'm glad you stopped in this morning. It's fun to have young people in. Young, exciting, smart people. Kind people. We just talked about kindness.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Guys have a lot of, yeah. You guys have a lot of kindness at school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah? I mean, do you make a conscious effort to be kind?
I do.
Nice.
Most of the kids at our school do.
We actually have a kindness club.
Oh.
And students and staff can submit a kindness slip. And they're recognized every Monday morning when our whole school has a town hall meeting. And our social worker reads the kindness slips, random acts of kindness that kids do throughout the day.
And they'll kind of explain what kindness act they did?
Yes.
Outstanding. Have you had your name on there?
Yeah, before.
All right. Call us if you need more information for the event, Murdar, tomorrow in Warba.
You
got to
say it more than that, Heidi.
Go, you do it.
Murdar.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. Can't be. Tomorrow night in Warba, the Northern Lights Community School. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Friday Morning Show.